Welcome to the Bunker Hill Cheesecast, brought to you by Heine's Cheese Chalet, a little place with big taste. I'm Missy Horsfall, Director of Tourism Relations. Here in Holmes County, Ohio, while some Amish attend public school, most Amish children attend Amish schools. Historically, up to 1950, all Amish children attended public schools, but as schools began to consolidate and become bigger, a shift was made to private schools. There are about 90 Amish schools dotted throughout the countryside and are convenient to where the Amish live in the country. They only go up to the 8th grade, and generally they have 25 to 30 students, 3 or 4 pupils per grade, with one or two teachers who teach 2 grades at a time. Similar to the one-room schoolhouse, they are operated by Amish parents, with local fathers organizing each school board, hiring teachers and approving curriculum, and overseeing the budget and maintenance of the school. The teachers are generally self-trained and are selected for their teaching ability and their adherence to Amish values. Most are young, unmarried Amish women. Scripture reading and reciting the Lord's Prayer opens the school day, but religion is not formally taught in schools. The curriculum includes reading, arithmetic, spelling, grammar, penmanship, history, and some geography. Most Amish support education in a broad sense, but they feel that beyond elementary school, vocational training is sufficient for success in their society. The Amish are voracious readers and continue their education personally as they pursue careers and vocations. While Holmes County's high school and college graduation is lower than average, the county has a low unemployment rate and above average income. Like anywhere, the quality of instruction varies considerably. In some communities, pupils have scored very well on standardized achievement tests. However, the success for Amish schooling is not how well they compare to other schools, but how well they prepare Amish youth for success in the Amish culture. Amish schools are important to preserving that culture and passing on Amish values, as well as developing friendships and limiting exposure to the outside world that strengthens their ties to their own communities. I thought it might be fun to talk to someone who has had a personal experience of going to an Amish school. So I've asked a friend to share with us. My guest today is a favorite. Esther Schlaba is back with us for Amish 101, learning about the Amish. Esther, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I absolutely
really?
Love it.
I can tell. I've twisted your arm, haven't I? You never quite know what I'm going to ask. We never know quite what Esther's going to confess about being a young Amish girl and the trouble she got into. But it's so much fun because I feel like I can ask you what it was like. And of course, we've said before, the Amish are no different from the English. Every home is different. And I'm sure if I got one of your sisters or brothers on here, they may tell me a different story. I mean, some of it will be the same and some of it will be different. So it's fascinating, I think, for our listeners to hear about just growing up in an Amish home and what that was like. And I don't want you to give away your age, but you're married now with older teenagers. That's about your age group. So
yes.
When you were growing up as a young girl, it was back in the 80s, 90s, maybe?
Yes.
So that kind of gives a reference for people to kind of know what was happening then, because it is different now in mm-hmm. Amish homes and Amish culture. Change has come about maybe a little bit slower than the rest of the world, but change has come. We talked last time about your house and how you didn't have a generator, but the Amish today, a lot of Amish today do have generators for their home. And so that makes a different kind of a experience and just atmosphere as they were growing up and what they had in their home, what they didn't have in their home. What I want to talk to you today is about school.
Okay.
I see your face because I have a feeling that Esther was a little bit on the wild side. Maybe got into trouble some. I don't know. She's not saying, so we'll just ask her a little bit about what school was like. So number one, you didn't ride a school bus, I'm assuming. Did you walk to school?
I walked to school.
Okay, and really, how far was that?
Like, I actually had about 3/4 of a mile to school, I think.
Okay, so not bad.
Might have been a mile, I'm not sure.
And you were one of the older kids, so did you have to kind of help with the younger ones when you walked to school and get them there? And
no, I actually walked to school a lot by myself, what I remember, because I had to make sure the dishes were all washed in the morning before I left.
Oh, okay.
And for some reason, I was slow at washing dishes.
Oh, we talked about that last time. dishes were.
I honestly, you love to this day, dishwasher. Do not exactly like to do dishes, so I love my dishwasher.
Yes, yes, just like you love your car.
Absolutely.
So fun not to take things for granted, right? So school itself, tell me a little bit about school, because, and I know there are different schools are different. I know that some Amish go to a regular school. Many of them go to an Amish school. Is that the kind of school you went to?
Yes, I went to an Amish school. I'm actually going to start with first and second grade. First and second grade, I would have been in the Farmerstown area. In that school, we had two rooms, and then there was actually nice bathrooms and a gym in that school.
Whoa.
Because this actually was an older public school.
Oh, okay.
So it was a building that had been used as a public school. Okay. So that was a really nice schoolhouse.
Yes.
And so from there, when I was in second grade, we actually moved to the Sugar Creek area. And so I started third grade in another Amish school.
All your schooling was in an Amish school.
It was all in an Amish school, yes. And I had, I think there was four in my grade. So there was usually, that was also a two-room school, but this one, the rooms were divided by a curtain. Like there was like a curtain in the center of the room. And so there was one teacher on this side and one teacher on the other side. And they each had four grades.
So you weren't split up by the boys were over here, the girls were over here, you were all together.
It was boys and girls. It was grades, usually grades 1, 2, 7, and 8 were on one side because the older ones could help a little bit with the little ones.
Yes.
And then 3, 4, 5, and 6 were on the other, in the other room.
Now, what do you know about Amish school teachers? Because it's been my experience that a lot of the girls that have come through Heine's Cheese have taken a year or two maybe to go and they go teach school.
Well, I don't know how much I know about Amish school teachers, but I used to be a school teacher. I was a school teacher for 2 years, actually.
In the Amish school?
In the Amish school.
Okay, so what do you need to do that? What are the credentials that you need to do that?
Absolutely no credentials.
You just...
I literally went... Okay, so I went to school from third grade to seventh grade.
Okay.
And most Amish children go to school till eighth grade, but my mom had some difficulties. And she needed help at home. So she said she was going to homeschool me in eighth grade because she needed someone to help work. So I stayed at home and I actually worked my eighth grade books probably when I was 25 or 6, like after I was married. Only because I was bored and needed something to do and I love schoolwork. And so I ended up being a school teacher.
Well, this is really interesting to me because I feel like, as you said, most Amish only go up through the eighth grade of schooling. And education is wonderful and it's important. But I see so many educated people here that haven't been through school. Very smart people, business-minded, really business-savvy in a lot of ways, and more almost in tune with the world around them and know more than me. And I did go to school. I did graduate from high school. I did go to college. So learning is different than education, I think.
I think so, too. I think a lot of it... Now, as a young girl, I actually always had a thing for typewriters. Anything that you could push buttons on as a computer pad. Obviously, we didn't have computers, but our school had a typewriter. And I vividly remember being so disappointed because my mom said, I'm not allowed to use the typewriter.
Aww.
And I feel like that is actually when I started enjoying doing what I actually do now, working on the computer.
Yes.
I've taught people that grew up going to college or whatever, graduated. Mm-hmm. I've taught people stuff about computers.
Yes.
And I never had a computer when I was in school.
And it's almost intuitive with you. And you've learned what you didn't know. You figured it out and it's sort of self-taught.
Absolutely.
Let's go back a little bit. There's so many things I want to ask you.
Go for it.
You're going to have to come back and back and back. So school itself, what was the day like? Was it a long day, like a full day of school?
So we usually would leave our house. If we left our house at 8, we would be there in time for school to start at 8:30. 8:30 is when school started. Our school that we went to actually had a van, a 15-passenger van that went around and picked up kids to go to school. However, our road was like, we just had to walk up the hill. Yeah, okay. It was uphill 3/4 mile. It was uphill all the way. And so the van, I remember very well, we would want to ride the van, but mom and dad would not want to pay for that. So we would actually have the van go past our house. And if the van went past, we knew we had to run to school. Oh,
that was your signal so, that you were late.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we actually went to school, got to school 8:30. Usually we would put our lunch boxes down and then we would go into the schoolroom, which they had a big bell, kind of like a church bell on top of the schoolhouse. They would ring that. And usually at 8 o'clock, actually, they rang that to let people know that, hey, it's about time to go to school. And then we would go to our desks at 8:30. They would start the day off with devotions. We would read a Bible story or something. And then we would have singing and prayer. We would all be in one group for that. And then after that, they would have, usually our day always consisted of math, reading, English, spelling. That was the four main. And then history, which I didn't like. And history was my worst, I would say my worst subject. Vocabulary was next in line. Surprisingly, I was never really good at anything but spelling. Spelling was my best subject. I love to spell and I still like to spell. I don't know, anything, games or whatever that has spelling in it.
This brings up a question for me because you're bilingual. You spoke Pennsylvania Dutch up until the time you went to school as a first grader.
Yeah.
And then you learned English. So obviously the spelling you did in school was English spelling.
Yeah.
But was that a hard switch for you in the writing end of it? I mean, speaking it, you're immersed in it. You have to. You sort of have to learn it. Was the written language change hard for you?
Actually, it wasn't because we didn't learn to write Dutch.
That's a very interesting point.
We didn't learn to write Dutch. We actually, I can quote the ABCs in German, but as far as, I can read German, but just for an example, my husband was 29 years old when we got married, and he could not read German because he did not take an interest in it at all when he was. But I actually can also read, like, where it's almost like I have three languages because I can actually also read the Bible in the High German, which is not Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah. So you can read High German, you can speak Pennsylvania Dutch, mm-hmm. and of course you can read and write in English.
Yes.
That's kind of fascinating. It's something that you don't often think of. As we're young, our learning language skills, it's easier for us in a lot of ways because we're learning that anyway. We're learning to speak. We're learning to understand. The older you get, the harder that might be. And some people are more prone to languages and more geared to that, and it comes easier to them. Yeah. Do you still read German today? I mean, is it anything you use or?
No, I don't. I mean, there's times when I still have my German Bible. I will pick it up. And just to show my kids, you know, can you read this or stuff like that. We would, obviously, when we went to church, was the only time, like, their singing is done in High German and they read scripture in High German at church. So that's why we needed that.
Okay.
So as we were allowed to talk Dutch on those Fridays in school,
mm-hmm.
that was the day that we actually also had German class. So we learned German when we were in school, too.
And that makes sense because, as you said, Pennsylvania Dutch is, I mean, it's similar, but it's different. Not,
it is completely different. You can actually, right now, you can buy a Bible translated to Pennsylvania Dutch. And to be honest, it's hard for me to read that.
Really?
It's completely different from when you're just talking.
That's really interesting and something maybe we can kind of delve into further.
There you go.
I want to keep talking about school because you mentioned that you taught school. Were you young when you did that or were you older?
I was actually 16 and 17 years old the first time I taught school. And I was a little bit too, I wanted to.
Were you too mischievous?
Yeah, let's put it that way.
You wanted to be the kid, not the teacher?
I was more of a kid at that time. Let's just leave it at that. I had an awesome year. Absolutely love my students, love what I did. And I just didn't do it again. And then, like, I left I told them I wouldn't teach again. And then when I was 19, another school approached me and asked me if I would teach their school. And that's literally,
that's how
they just go around and they ask the Amish girls, would you like to teach at our school?
And then they teach for
there's no credentials. There's no nothing. Right now, I know that the Amish girls can go to a certain place, fill out an application and say, hey, we'd love to be a school teacher.
Yeah.
But that was not the case when I was, I was around.
Tell me about being out at recess, or what did you do if it rained? I mean, I when I look at schools, and your schools sound a little bit different, but as you drive through the back roads here, you see it's you know, you see a field and you see
absolutely
very little else.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's true. So a lot of those schools have two levels. So there's a basement, there's an upper level. The upper level is where they have school, and the basement, there's lots of games that get played in the basement.
I bet.
I remember we would play dodgeball. Dodgeball was the game.
Oh, I love dodgeball.
So you would play dodgeball at recess. And usually we had a 15-minute recess at 10 o'clock. And then at 11:30, we had an hour. We ate lunch and we had an hour recess. Now, if it's nice and not raining or there's no snow on the ground, they will be playing softball.
They send them out.
That is absolutely.
Softball is
softball
huge.
Softball is
isn't
the
it?
Thing.
Yeah,
yes, you
it
will
really
be playing
is.
Softball. And then the 15-minute recess in the afternoon, at 2 o'clock they have a 15-minute recess, and then they're done by 3 o'clock, and they're out of school late. So if you're on the road at 3 o'clock, you'll see all these kids going home.
Right, walking home from school.
Yes.
Now, what was your lunch like? You packed it, I
assume? Yeah, we packed our lunch. There was no food at school, unless they had, the moms bring in hot lunch. But no, there was no food at school. You would pack your lunch just every day. You packed your lunch, and you ate lunch usually in your desk. Unless it was nice out, you went outside and sat in a group and ate.
Okay. Had your lunch time and then went back in for
class. We would have our lunch time. Usually we had to sit for 15 minutes to eat, and you weren't allowed to leave until the teacher said you can go now.
Okay.
Then you'd have the 45 minutes to play.
Okay, I see. So everybody ate together when you were done and she dismissed you, then you got to
then
go
you
outside.
Would go outside and play softball or
and
you were usually they right now, I think most schools or a lot of schools have around 40 people, which is what it was when I was in school. And so usually it's fifth grade through eighth grade are the ones that get to play softball.
I see.
And usually there's two teachers in that situation, and then they will split the teachers up too. Like maybe 1 week, the one teacher helps with the softball and the other teacher helps the younger kids play another game, and they play maybe prisoner's base or broomstick or something of a usually made up game of some sorts. My school actually that I went to, we had a basketball court, which was really nice on the outside. We didn't have it on the inside, but we had one on the outside. That was really nice to be able to play basketball. And then we also had which I still can't believe we had this, but we had a trampoline at school.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, I don't really recall seeing a swing set or play set.
We had a nice play set, nice swing set, and we had a tether ball.
Okay.
And actually, I still have at our place where I live right now, we have a tether ball in the backyard. That's my school memories.
And honestly, it sounds
that I kind of kept
pretty much similar to,
Right. It is. It is kind of similar
else,
too.
Yeah. Esther, once again, I so appreciate you coming and telling us these stories and kind of helping us kind of get a glimpse into the Amish lifestyle and what it was. And again, this is your story. This is what you experienced. We could talk to a dozen other people and they'd have a dozen other different stories.
That is so true.
Just like all the rest of us, we have different experiences. But it's fascinating to hear some of this, and I can just picture you with that little glint in your eye as a little girl, and even as a teacher at 16.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks again for joining me. Will you come back? Because I have more questions.
Oh, I think I could do that.
You probably would.
I probably would.
We'll get some more confessions out of Esther as we talk Amish 101 with her. But once again, thanks for joining me today. And now it's time for Did You Know? Did you know that Amish school students pay not only tuition for their private schooling, but their families also pay public school taxes? Many people believe that the Amish do not pay taxes, but that is a misperception. The Amish pay property, city, sales, and all other taxes just like anyone else. For the use of roads, instead of paying for license plates, Every spring, an amount is collected from every family per buggy owned. This money is split between state, county, and township, and is used for road maintenance. And now you know, Amish are not tax-free.